34 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Air America Radio.
It's yes, you are.
Morning's edition, and I think what time is it? Maybe the sun's coming up in Seattle. Almost? No? 5:30? Good morning, Seattle. Welcome aboard. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we know someone from that world, and once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls. How are you?
Oh, good morning. God loves you. Deal with it.
Okay.
Deal with it.
All right.
He loves you.
Listen, Lawton. Today we're going to discuss a hypothetical second Bush term and what that could mean for the Supreme Court.
It's only hypothetical to you, Mark.
Okay.
To me, it's the second chapter of the first half of his presidency.
But that's
wrong.
No, that would be like 12 years. I mean, how many years do you think? I mean, you're insane.
As long as it takes, Mark.
What about the courts? Let's just talk about that.
Yes, let's do that. I'm sure that President Bush will honor whatever Supreme Court justices the American people decide to vote for.
Listen, the Supreme Court is a body that is appointed by the president. It's appointed.
Oh, appointed. Okay. Well, I should have known a liberal like you'd want to put the government, put its sticky hands all over the process. Yeah, let's just appoint one. That's fine. Have it your way, elitist. Why do you hate the people so much? They don't hate you.
Look, I think it's important that whoever gets appointed to the Supreme Court, it just ends up protecting and upholding the laws of the land. Am I right?
Yes. Well, Mark, a Bush-appointed judge wouldn't have to pass your litmus test. You do not control the velvet ropes to your little club, okay?
All right.
A Bush Supreme Court will be neither liberal nor conservative. It will have a completely nonpartisan approach to stamping out Roe versus
Wade. That's it. That's the crux of it. Bush is going to appoint anti-choice judges. Anti-choice judges.
Mark, under the circumstances, what else can he do? I mean, do you realize that right now, several of our more liberal Supreme Court brethren, and I won't mention any names, Scalia, are performing abortions while the court is in session.
What are you talking about?
They abort fetuses right there in the chamber underneath their robes while pretending to listen to the cases being discussed.
This is ridiculous.
Then they give embryos to the clerks, then they sell them to the scientists who use the stem cells to research new ways to turn people gay.
What are you talking about?
President Bush will eliminate this practice in his second term.
Have you ever actually listened to yourself, Lawton? Have you ever listened to
liberal.
You are hollow inside. You are a sad person. Come on.
Liberal.
Let it out. You're talking crazy. Hollow. Sad. Let it out. You know you want to. Let it out. There you go. Come on.
The judges are horrible partisan hacks. They hate women. They hate poor people. There is no justice.
See, there you go, Lawton. There you go. See, let it out. It's okay. You feel better? Oh, that's it. That's okay. There you go. So, okay.
I feel better. Knowing that the future belongs to judges appointed by President George W. Bush. 12 more years.
All right. Well, goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye. My God. That gets more and more over the top.
Yeah,
he's out of his mind.
He's right on the edge.
Right now, in the room with us, we have